RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes does it again, it's gone, it's into the bullpen, this game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field, it's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires, swing and a miss, Frank Lee, it's over!
All right, we're back. Play Tessie, episode 300. I know we usually have these big guests or something unique for like 100th episode. We're in three wildly different time zones right now. Sammy, what time is it for you right now?
6 o'clock here in Seattle.
So it is 10 hours between me and Sammy. So episode 300, it's a Who Says No Friday, the day after Christmas. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We'll have our Who Says No graphic there where people love to just tell us how much they love our trades. My trade last week, people adored it, thought the Red Sox were getting a steal with Cole Reagans. So, yeah, it's a Who Says No Friday. Sammy is up. Sammy, are you excited to follow the madness?
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to get ripped for this one. It's the Who Says No tradition. Just rip us to shreds.
I am right now poolside in Miami.
Hi, I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie.
All right, let's get cooking. So here we go. Jarren Duran. I feel like I have to include him. At this point in the offseason, his name continues to come up over and over again as we inch closer to the new year. So I think it makes sense to include him. And when it comes to wild blockbuster trades, there is one GM who is notorious around the league for making those types of trades. You guys probably know who I'm thinking of. I'm talking about AJ Preller from the San Diego Padres, but I'm not going to go the direction that everyone has been going, where it's kind of like Ethan Salas and then like a pitcher or something like that for Jarren Duran. Here's what I'm thinking. Padres receive just Jarren Duran. Just him. Alone. And the Red Sox receive. You ready for this? This is going to blow your mind. The notorious, flame-throwing, grim reaper of bullpens around the world, Mason Miller. One for one. I did not intend for it to be a one for one, but here it is, a one for one. I kept adding things to either side and it made it too lopsided. So I'm doing my second one for one. Who says no? Here's the logic behind it. Here's why it makes sense. For the Padres, pretty obvious fit. Like I just said, they like Jarren Duran badly, and they have for a while. He'd slot in atop that batting order for the foreseeable future. And aside from the player itself, he's appealing because the financial situation San Diego's in. Duran would be a very, very modest payroll increase, just about $4.5 million. So I doubt that would be a big hurdle. And even if it was, not a big one to overcome if the Red Sox really wanted to get this done, and the Padres did too. And the Padres would have Duran under team control at a cheap value, arbitration value, through the 2028 season. So that's good team control. For the Red Sox, Jaren Duran's value, very hot topic of discussion. There's a big array of values that people have been throwing out, whether it's very low, very high, somewhere in the middle. This, I think this is as close to an equal one for one as you can get. So the idea is everyone wants a number two starter for Jaren Duran. I just don't think that's going to happen unless you add a lot onto him. Plus, sounds like Craig Breslow is pretty comfortable with Sonny Gray in that role, like it or not. So in my mind, an appealing alternative here is you get a monster bullpen, get one of the most devastating relievers in the world, Mason Miller. You pair him with Aroldis Chapman, and Boston's got triple digits from the right side and the left side. You put him in the eighth, the ninth, doesn't matter. They're both closers. And along with Garrett Whitlock and Justin Slayton, that is a murderer's row right there coming out of your bullpen. On top of that, Mason Miller will only be making $3.3 million in 2026, so the Red Sox would be shedding payroll. Congrats to John Henry. Nothing matters more. As you guys know, I love helping John Henry save money. It's my favorite thing in the world, the most important thing to me. Normally, I would be against, very, very against, trading Jaren Duran for a reliever, but this is very much an outlier. I think it's more than fair to say that Mason Miller is in a class of his own when you're comparing him to his peers. He's not just a reliever. He's an absolute nightmare. The definition of an outlier, you could say. So, Jaren Duran to the Padres, Mason Miller to the Red Sox. Who says no?
God. First of all, shout out to you again, because this is your second straight one for one who says no. And I love one for one who says no's. Great for discussion. Great for the graphic, easy to ponder in your mind. Like mine last week, like I thought it was unique, but three-way trades are hard to, you know, it's hard to decipher over audio. One for one, let's just get right to it. God, I'm right there with you. If the Red Sox traded Duran for a reliever, I wouldn't be thrilled, especially since they've traded a bunch of depth in their farm system, depth of starting pitching. Granted, they don't need to replenish their starting pitching depth, but if you trade Duran for a reliever, now you're kind of one asset, your one surplus where you could have used it to replenish your farm after making some of the trades you've made. Now you don't have it anymore. So to me, there are probably other avenues. Obviously, you mentioned the path to a number two starter. Like that's the path I would pursue first, because especially if you trade Duran, now let's say you get to midseason and Sonny Gray's got a 4-1 ERA. And you're like, damn, this team could really use a number two. What are you trading for it? Granted, like if you have Duran at midseason, you've got this weird ass surplus that hasn't worked, probably unless someone's gotten hurt. Like there's probably a good chance that that's not going to carry you to midseason without issues. So yeah, you're probably gonna have to trade him for something. But to me, if you're not getting the number two starter for him, I would probably prioritize getting something that you could then flip for a number two starter, or you could hold in house and then feel more comfortable trading guys in like the Franklin Arias, Peyton Tolley tier because you replenished the system. So I'll say the Red Sox say no, but that's more so me saying no. Like I feel like value wise, if the Red Sox could get Mason Miller for Duran, I don't even know if they would say no.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I I'm saying yes. I'm saying you get 4 years of Mason Miller for, in my mind, a declining Jaren Durant. Initially, when you were going through it, I'm like, there's no... I think the Padres can get a way better package for 4 years of a top three closer in baseball. But then I remembered how incredibly turned on AJ Preller is by Jaren Durant. And I was like, this might not be crazy. Dude, pairing Chapman with Miller gives you the best 1-2 punch in any bullpen in the sport, in my eyes. You get 4 years of a 25-year-old closer who throws triple digits. You're trading Duran, which is... It's on the to-do list. Like, it's something that feels more likely than not like you have to do. So if you're going to move him, I would prefer to move him for contrary to Gordo. I would prefer to trade him for something that upgrades the major league roster because I'm comfortable enough with where the farm is. If it's not a number two, a future closer for 4 years, absolutely. Sign me up. Done deal. If I had to pick who says no, I think it's the Padres because there's definitely teams out there that I think would give them a nice mix of outfield help and prospects, but I wouldn't rule them out saying yes.
This trade is a lot of me preying on AJ Preller, knowing that he likes Jaren Duran and also knowing that he got a ton of shit for trading away Leo DeVry, his number one prospect for a reliever. If you can then flip that reliever and get a position player who gives you 4+ war a year, maybe all of a sudden he doesn't feel so bad, he doesn't look so bad when he's inevitably fired by the Padres and has to find a role with the Angels. That's what's going to happen. I live in the future. That will definitely happen. So, yeah, I this one, I don't know if the Red Sox do it. When I was putting this together, like I said, I kept adding new pieces to this to try. I had Shane Drohan in there, and then I looked at the Padres 40 man. I'm like, they don't want Drohan. Like, that does nothing for them. It's just depleting the depth for the Red Sox. Tried adding bad contracts onto the Padres, but then I'm like, no, the Red Sox are not going to take on more bad contracts. They already have Yoshida and Hicks in tow, so that doesn't make sense. And everything I did, it just kept coming back to, like, one for one makes the most sense. Like, the Padres, people have said they're looking to reduce payroll. I don't think that's true. They just signed Michael King for 3 years, $75 million. So I just think they want to keep the payroll at a reasonable amount. And with Duran, if you're getting Jaren Duran and the payroll hit, I think it's $4.4 million to be exact, or $4.3 million. It's below five. It's very cheap in terms of payroll in the big picture. I think that's very appealing to ownership for San Diego and to AJ Preller. It's just, for me, I've been thinking about the Red Sox. Like, would they do this? Like, Craig Breslow has to be enamored with Mason Miller. He's everything he likes. Big body, throws hard, swing and miss in the zone, gets chased too, but he doesn't. He'll throw it right in the zone. Good luck. And Pat, you said triple digits out of the bullpen with Chapman and Miller. This is 104. This isn't like sometimes they'll touch 100. This is like this guy throws fucking 104 miles an hour. That pitch Mason Miller threw against the Cubs, I forget who it was to. The one that he dotted the strikeout that got replayed a million times, that was like the best single pitch I've ever seen in my life. Like, that's unhittable.
The other thing too, if the Padres did this trade, they would have a top four in the lineup of Jackson Merrill, Duran, Machado, Tatis. That is a fun as fuck top four of a lineup. That athletic. Like that, they're running like crazy. There's power there. Like, that is, I love that top four of a lineup. That would be so fun in San Diego.
And then from the Red Sox perspective, imagine how well this would play in October, where bullpens become more important than ever. The back of your bullpen, I should say, becomes more important than ever. You can mix and match. Imagine Alex Cora mixing and matching. Like, fifth inning, let's say you're playing Toronto and friggin' Vlad comes up with two men on and it's like the fifth inning in the playoffs, and you're like, oh crap, Vlad's going to kill us. Nah, let's just go to Mason Miller now, shut this rally down, just like the Padres were doing, putting him in the middle of the game in the playoffs. It just opens up so many doors, and I can't get enough of that idea of a lefty and a righty who both throw like well over 100 miles an hour. I know Chapman's velocity is not quite what it used to be, but come on, he's consistently hitting 100 miles an hour, and I just think that would be so much fun and so successful. It's not just fun to watch, it's also something that would work, in my opinion. So I know I put this one together, but I really don't know which side would say no. And it's such an AJ Preller, holy shit, this is nuts. Does this make sense? And I guess, kind of trade, you know?
Yeah.
For the Red Sox, it would be one of those things. Like we talked about it last episode, where it's like, okay, Sonny Gray, if he's the number two, it's a little bit underwhelming. You know, you wanted a 30 home run bat. You got Contreras. Like, he's a really good player, but is he Pete Alonso? No, not necessarily. But like, if you go above and beyond in the back of the bullpen, and it's like, okay, when we get to October, like Chapman can get five outs and Mason Miller can get six outs in a game to carry you to the finish line. It's like, there, it's games are not won in one way. And if you have that in the back of your bullpen, and that's not even to mention Garrett Whitlock, who was better than Chapman in the last month or two of the season last year. And that's not to say anything bad about Chapman. They were both beyond untouchable. And Slayton, obviously, we all saw him as a closer going into last season and still see him as having that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, that bullpen would be insane.
Your fourth best guy. Slayton's your fourth best reliever in the scenario. That's a good place to be.
How funny would it be after all the discussion about Duran and Leo DeVries and the trade deadline last year, and Padres fans, would they trade him for Duran? Would they not? And then, oh, was he on the table for Duran? Was he not? And then the guy that they get for Duran is the guy that they got for LDV. That'd be crazy. Joe?
Here's the issue for me in this deal, because ultimately I think I haven't been able to give my opinions on any of this, so I'm glad to share it now. Padres say no, because the package that AJ Preller sent out just to get Mason Miller, do you understand? Like, he's not stupid. Like, he knows his job is at risk if the Padres don't start winning this upcoming season. Would he really give up one of those prize possessions he's got? Like, if you got Mason Miller, he's one of those guys that you might as well hold on to him until the wheels fall off and you let him walk in free agency. That's how desperate San Diego would be at this point.
Yeah, you can make that argument. I could see that. My thought was just like kind of the reverse, what I said earlier, that he's like, shit, I shouldn't have, like, that wasn't great. That wasn't great asset management. Get a reliever for our number one guy. But then he flips it. Now he's got a position player again. And maybe that's more of a need. Maybe that's more of a need for San Diego in offense rather than bullpen, which they already have a lot of. They have a solid bullpen. I know they lost Suarez, but they still have Estrada and Morjon. And, you know, it's not like that's a huge area of need, but the offense is so right now. I don't know. You could be right, though.
Miller would help more than hurt if you didn't trade him.
Well, one thing to note, too, is that they have discussed it. Like, Preller, pretty much, I think it's like anything is on the table besides Tatis. They've talked Mason Miller with the Mets. So it's not something he's unwilling to do. It's just, is it more of a he needs to get blown away for it? Or is it, okay, like, we lost all of this stuff this offseason. Like, they've lost a bunch of free agents. Is this the way we upgrade one of those areas of need? And my instinct would be starting pitching for that from the Padres' perspective. But, I mean, it's so hard to predict AJ Preller. Saying he zigs when everyone else zags is the understatement of the century. He's just beyond unpredictable.
Amen. It's AJ Preller.
Can I ask Pat a question?
You may.
Pat, if they made this trade, what would your path to a number two starter by the postseason be? So you can't say sign one in free agency next offseason. What would it be?
I don't think they're adding a number two. I think that's in the rear view at this point. Let's say you need one. If they needed one, then your hand's forced. You have to trade one of Early and Toley plus Arias or whoever else develops. For all we know, by the other thing too, that if it does come down to the trade deadline, Kyson Witherspoon might develop just like Toley did, fast and good. So like, that's another chip that as of right now is a good chip, but could be a great chip to trade come the deadline. So, I mean, we'll see on that front.
Yeah, I mean, never know. That, I mean, the Toley rise was kind of unusual, but Witherspoon seems like one of those guys. You never know. It's hard to answer that question, especially like we keep talking about, like, what would Breslow have to do at the deadline to acquire number two starter? I have no faith in that guy at the deadline until proven otherwise. So if my answer to that question, Johan Oviedo becomes a monster There you go. There you have it.
God, I'm trying to think to put a ball on it. It might be one of those deals where I feel like maybe both say no, because it's like,
or both say yes,
because like the Red Sox shouldn't get a reliever for Duran, and then the whole how do you get a number two starter comes into play. And for the Padres, they just gave up so much for Mason Miller. Is Duran enough? That's kind of where I stand on it. It's
take
tough.
Like,
it can't line up.
Grain of salt, baseball trade values. I know people knock this thing, but almost every time there's a big league trade, their model matches up value-wise. Duran is valued slightly higher than Mason Miller. And I know we keep referring to saying, like, trade Duran for a reliever, but like I said at the top of the show, this is not a regular reliever. This is a Grim Reaper who comes out of the bullpen, much like Chapman. I love that term. Like, you're just dead when you see him.
Sox recent trade didn't line up on the old trade machine. You guys see that?
Yeah, that was model. That's why I said almost all of them. That was the one.
Oh God, Craig, what have you done?
Pat, final answer. You say Padres say no?
Yeah, but like I also think Padres can say yes. But that's just more a testament to me believing that that Preller could feasibly be so unrealistic and so desperately want Duran that he says yes. I don't bank on it, but I could see it.
Sam, if you had to pick.
I think the Red Sox would say no. If I had to. I guess if I had to pick, Red Sox would say no. But I could see both teams doing this.
It's a brain twister. It really is. I like it.
That's what I was going for.
All right. That's going to do it for episode. It still feels weird to say it for just like a Who Says No Friday, but that's going to do it for episode 300. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. We're on the socials at PlayTessie, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We're going to have the graphic with the trade. Be sure to tell Sammy what you think of the deal. We'll have the polls. We'll see what the world thinks. I'm curious what Padres fans think, because Padres fans always get involved. They love to throw their hat in the ring.
Never mind.
Go ahead, Pat.
I was going to shit on a certain Padres account, but I won't do that.
No, we don't do that. We're above that.
Oh, yeah. Very, very above that. But yeah, that's going to do it. Episode 300 with Mason Miller going to the Boston Red Sox. Good job, Sammy. Good one-for-one deal. We will be back with a pod dropping Monday. Right? Yeah, Monday. Till then, remember to subscribe. Get that notification when it drops. But till then, for Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it's Gordo. Peace.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.